Welcome to the Appleseed, where we bring you and your family great stories from great storytellers. On today's episode, we'll hear from Shauna Lee, a teller from the United Kingdom.
And children are wonderful things. They tell you when you get it wrong, all the time. It's very, very useful.
And a story from the Washington, D.C. area storyteller, Noah Baum.
Kitty cat, give me back my tail.
But the cat said,
no.
I'm your host, Sam Payne, and today's lighthearted stories talk about persistence, that quality that makes us keep on going through difficulties that might otherwise set us back or turn us around. And first up, Shauna Lee. Shauna Lee knows thousands of stories that were taught to her by her grandmother as part of the Jewish Dritzilla tradition of storytelling. Here's Shauna Lee with a story called The Dandelion Dancer, recorded live in the Appleseed Studio.
Thank you very much. I'm going to tell you a story today called The Dandelion Dancer. Now, who likes dandelions? Thank you. And who looks at dandelions and goes, they're weeds, we must remove them from the lawns? Well, hopefully, when I finish telling you this story, you will welcome the dandelions onto your lawns. You will embrace dandelions, for they are the most useful. Do you know they came over on the Mayflower? Did you know that? Yeah? Yeah, somebody behind me knows that. Excellent. The Dandelion Dancer. Herschel worked really hard. He and his wife, Greta, they were farmers, and she was the sort of woman that if there was trouble in the shtetl, in the village, they would go and ask her to sort out the argument. She was a great peacemaker. Not because she was particularly wise in terms of academia. She was wise in the ways of common sense. And the one thing my bubba, my grandmother, used to say is the one thing about common sense, Liebling, not that common. So she was wise, and there was only one small seed of sorrow in their marriage. They had no children. And children are wonderful things. They tell you when you get it wrong all the time. It's very, very useful. But they also tell you when you get it right. But they didn't have a child. Now, one day, Herschel, he was out in the fields and he heard something crying. And he made his way to the source of the sound and he saw lying a small child, an infant. And he was so worried and he thought, this is a blessing. This is a miracle. He picked up the child and he brought it to his wife. And she looked at the infant and she said, well, first, you must go into the village to see if anyone has lost a child, knowing full well that a mother would not just lose a child. And he said, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a miracle. And she said, well, just check. So he goes in and he asks, and nobody knows of a child that's been lost. But when she unwraps the cloth, she sees the child and she knows exactly why it has been abandoned. Because superstition is a silly and ridiculous thing, but this child has a club foot. So it will never walk straight, a bit like me. It will always limp. But the people in the village are superstitious. They think this is a curse. And so she knows why this child has been abandoned. And she also knows that the mother does care because she's left it in a field that she knows is going to be tended every day. And so she makes up her mind that she will raise this child as her own. And so the child grows. And she is bright and witty and clever. And she loves to dance. Even though she dances with a halting step, she doesn't care. And her mother says, you are the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And they often dance under the moon. And they will dance under the sun. And they will dance together and she will dance alone. And as her beloved adopted daughter, her daughter, grows. It's time for her to go to school. And sometimes, though not always, children can be a little harsh. And they begin to tease her about her limp, about her step. And so slowly, her mother watches as she stops dancing. And she can't bear it. And then her daughter says that she doesn't want to go and learn. And this is an old story. And women shouldn't learn anyway. And her mother thinks she doesn't believe in herself anymore. And she watches, and her child then stays at home and doesn't go into the garden. And then she watches as the children pass her gate to go to school. And her poor, beautiful daughter just sits there, getting thinner and sadder. And so that night, it's the night of the new year, what we call Rosh Hashanah. She sends up a prayer and she says, "Give me something so that my daughter will believe in herself again." And the sun and the moon, they confer. And the stars say, "We want to be in on this conversation too. Don't leave us out." And so they decide to gift on the lawn a plant that is as golden as the sun. But as it grows in maturity, it is as round and as white and as beautiful as the moon. And when it is time for it to go out into the world, it looks like the stars traveling through the heavens. And this is the gift of the sun and the moon and the stars. And of course, it is called a dandelion. And her mother wakes up and she sees this plant. And the next day there's another and another, because you know what they're like. And then the whole lawn is golden. And she says to her daughter, "Look at that." And she is so entranced that she goes out and she looks and she begins to dance and twirl. But she doesn't want to do it where people might watch and see her. And so now they dance under the full moon. They dance at what we will call Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the new moon. It's the festival of women, where women dance together. And she watches her daughter grow in confidence. And then those flowers, they go up into the air. And one day she's sweeping in her house. And you know how you see dust motes in the sun? Get shafts of sun. She sees all those dust motes and they seem to glitter. And she sees that each one is a tiny, tiny dandelion seed. And she takes them and blows them out into the world. And soon that garden of gold, full of bees that buzz, turns into a garden of moons. And still she dances. And then into a garden of stars as all the seeds move. And the children that are coming to school say, "What is that?" And her daughter, that she is now called the dandelion dancer, says, "It is my gift from the heavens." And they went, "We want a gift too." And she says, "Well, come and dance with me." And her mother looks out and she sees all the children of the village dancing amidst the dandelions and all of the seeds going out into the world. And you see, those seeds went out into the world with such joy and such persistence. And that is why they grow so deep and so strong. Have you ever tried to say no to your child when they want something? "But please, but please, but please, oh please, oh please." That is the persistence of dandelions. Dandelion dancer, she danced, and she did not care that she danced with a halting step. She did not care that they laughed sometimes. She danced, and they loved her for it. And her mother, who was wise, learnt that you could make tea and coffee from the roots. You could put the leaves and make... Do you know you can make honey out of dandelions? They would make honey and they would brew from the flowers and they would put the leaves in salads. There is not one part of a dandelion you cannot use. It was considered a crop for a very long time. A gift from the heavens that maybe we should learn to appreciate again. Thank you very much.
Shauna Lee with Dandelion Dancer. You know, listening to this story fills me with memories. I remember, for example, a few days before my brother, Joe, turned 5, my dad disappeared for a few hours, and when he came back, it was with 2 long packages under his arm, wrapped for my brother's birthday. Now, one of the packages was, of course, for my brother, but the other one was for me. And when my brother's birthday came a few days later, we each opened one of these long packages. And inside each of them was an electric guitar-shaped piece of plywood, sanded smooth, and each fitted with a shoulder strap cut from one of my dad's old guitar straps. The straps connected to the guitar cutouts with little brass cup hooks, like you might find at the hardware store. Now, that's where my dad had gone a few days before, to the house of a neighbor who owned a jigsaw to make these guitars for his boys to play with. It wasn't just the guitars, of course. Part of the gift, and why I got one of the guitars, was the gift of being a band. And boy, were we ever a band. Those guitars didn't even have any strings. We just made the sounds with our mouths. I have a photograph of me and my brother, tiny kids, both of us, having pulled the cushions off the living room sofa and standing on a sofa frame like it's a stage. And my brother is holding his guitar cutout, and I'm standing next to him, having dragged a kitchen stool into the living room and up onto that couch frame stage. And I'm playing the stool like a conga drum. Also, I'm wearing a Smokey Bear Ranger hat. I mean, we are rock stars. You can see it in that photo. You can see that we feel like rock stars. For us, those guitars are like the dandelions in the story Shauna Lee told, gifts from the gods to make us believe in ourselves. My brother and I both have real guitars now that we're grown-ups. And they're great guitars, and we love playing them. But it would be impossible to be more fond of them than we were of those plywood cutout birthday guitars, making us into rock stars when we were really just tiny kids in a great big world, right when we needed it most. Well, that's where Shauna Lee's story took me. Where did the story take you? And who will you take along? It's great to have you with us, and I want to introduce you to another show from the BYU Radio family of podcasts. The show is called In Good Faith, and in this podcast, Stephen Cap Perry, the host, in each episode talks with a different person about that person's faith tradition. These guests talk about their relationship with the divine that will strengthen your faith, and Steve is a great listener. It's a podcast that helps you celebrate the power of faith and belief, a podcast on which you hear stories and accounts from believers of all kinds told in their own words. You can listen to In Good Faith wherever you hear our show. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, all kinds of places to listen to In Good Faith on demand. It's a pleasure to be with you on today's episode of The Appleseed, and it's time for our second story, one about a persistent little mouse. Here's storyteller Noah Baum with her story called A Mouse Tale. We recorded it live in the Appleseed studio, and here's Noah.
Thank you. You know, sometimes I wake up in the morning, I look at all the things that I have to do, and I say to myself, Raise your hand if that ever happens to you. Honest people in the room? Yes? Well, it's easy sometimes to feel very small, isn't it? Here's a story about someone very small. In fact, she's so small, she's a little mouse. And I'm going to need your help to tell this story. Here's the part that I'd like you to help me with. It goes like this. First mouse leaped, and then mouse ran. Think you can do that? Let's give it a try. first mouse leaped and then mouse ran. Perfect. The cat and the mouse played in the grain house. The cat and the mouse played in the grain house. Now, a grain house is a great big storage place for grains. Wheat, barley, corn, rye. And the cat and the mouse were having such a good time. The cat and the mouse played in the grain house. The cat and the mouse played in the grain house. They were chasing each other among those piles of grain. They were playing hide and go seek. The cat and the mouse played in the grain house. The cat and the mouse played in the grain house. Till the cat bit off the mouse's tail. Ah! Kitty cat, give me back my tail! But the cat said, no. Please, kitty cat, I want my tail back. But the cat said, no. Please, please, kitty cat, I want my tail again. But the cat said, no. I won't give you back your tail till you go to the cow and bring me some milk. Meow. Well, it is no fun being without a tail. Especially if you happen to be a mouse. And Mouse wanted her tail back. Now, what do you suppose she did? Do you think she said, Mommy, she took my tail? Or perhaps you imagine that she said, Or maybe you imagine that she threw herself on the ground, kicked her little paws in the air, and said, of course she did none of that. Instead, here's what she did, and you can help me. First mouse leaped, and then mouse ran, till she came to the cow, and so began. Please, cow, give me some milk so I can give cat milk so cat can give me my own tail again. And the cow said,
no. I won't give you any milk till you go to the farmer and give me some hay.
So, what did that little mouse do? Did she call for her mama?
No.
Did she whine and complain?
No.
Did she scream and holler?
No.
What did she do? First mouse leaped and then mouse ran till she came to the farmer and so began. Please, farmer, give me some hay so I can give cow hay so cow can give me milk so I can give cat milk so cat can give me my own tail again. The farmer said, nope, I won't give you any hay till you go to the butcher and bring me some meat. So what did that little mouse do? Did she call for her mama?
No.
Did she whine and complain?
No.
Did she scream and holler?
No.
What did she do? First mouse leaped and then mouse ran till she came to the butcher and so began. Please, butcher, give me some meat so I can give farmer meat so farmer can give me hay so I can give cow hay so cow can give me milk so I can give cat milk so cat can give me my own tail again. And the butcher said,
no. I won't give you any meat until you go to the baker and bring me some bread.
So, what did that little mouse do? Did she call for her mama?
No.
Did she whine and complain?
No.
Did she scream and holler?
No.
What did she do? First mouse leaped and then mouse ran. Till she came to the baker and so began. Please, baker, give me some bread so I can give butcher bread, so butcher can give me meat, so I can give farmer meat, so farmer can give me hay, so I can give cow hay, so cow can give me milk, so I can give cat milk, so cat can give me my own tail again. And the baker said, I will give you some bread if you promise to stay away from my grains or else.
Oh, that won't be necessary, Mr. Baker, sir. I promise never, ever to touch your grains again.
So then, the baker gave mouse bread, mouse gave butcher bread. Butcher gave mouse meat, mouse gave farmer meat. Farmer gave mouse hay, mouse gave cow hay. Cow gave mouse milk, mouse gave cat milk, and cat. And cat. And cat. Gave mouse her tail again.
That was Noah Baum with A Mouse Tale. Now, stories like these are called chain stories. There's a pattern to the events in the story that repeat. The mouse visits one character, and then another character, and then another character in ways that are kind of parallel to each other and also build on each other. It makes the story a lot of fun, and it also makes it easy to remember. I bet you can list each link, each character that came along in A Mouse Tale. I bet you can do it in order. Thanks again to Noah Baum and Shauna Lee for their stories. Has there ever been a problem in your life that you had to persist through, like Noah Baum's little mouse, until you made it through? Like Shauna Lee's story, has there ever been a gift in your life that has made you feel confident, a gift that made you believe in yourself? We hope you'll pass along those stories to the people that you love, because at the Appleseed, we believe that sharing and listening to great stories can change your family's world.
The Appleseed is produced by Wendy Folsom,
Sam Payne,
and Brian Tanner.
Our audio engineers are Ashton Parkinson
and Carly Wilson.
The rest of the Appleseed team is Kelly Wehrmeister,
Trent Horton,
Evadane Hendricks,
Miriam Arce,
and Tristan Schetzel.
A special thanks to the subscribers of our podcast who rate us or leave reviews.
You help people find the show.
We also love to receive emails at theappleseed@byu.edu.
Your thoughts and comments help us to shape the future of the Appleseed.
We're pleased and proud to be among the many podcasts produced by the BYU Radio family.
And you can find episodes of The Appleseed wherever podcasts are found, on the BYU Radio app or at byuradio.org/appleseed.
I'm Sam Payne, and the whole team can't wait to be with you again on The Appleseed. Thank you.